Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The John Heyman Report is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, we cut hair, it's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and by Brother Supply, your number one source for ice air, PTAX, water source heat pumps, and fan coils. John Heyman on a Wednesday.
One of the greats.
Very exciting for me. How are things going over there, guys?
Well, let's see here. We'll put it this way, okay?
That was a loaded question.
I know. Huh?
I just meant that as a greeting.
I understand, but we'll unload it for
yeah,
you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, good. I mean, you know, we're doing all right.
Matters who you ask, John.
John, you know, we just found out we're going to do.
There.
We just found out we're going to do an hour less. You know.
Oh man. Well.
So it's all good.
And get paid the same.
And get paid the same.
Wow. Correct. Terrific.
So that's like a win-win for us, John.
Good job, guys.
And
where do I get that deal?
And the Mets are 15.
If I did an hour less, I'd be doing negative 40 minutes.
And the Mets are 15-6, so that's good.
Ah, fantastic. They have been. What a game that was yesterday.
Terrific
that
win.
That home run by Cespedes,
that was
that was McGuire-like.
Yes.
It was a bomb. It was a bomb. Big
right.
Mac land right there.
Yeah,
exactly.
He had that Big Mac sign there, too, in the outfield.
John,
exactly.
Let's start off with some trade fun, because your idea for a trade was bad. I think we all admit it. I think you even realized that the Conforto-Realmuto idea was a bad idea, and it's okay. You're great. You're great. You can have bad ideas.
I have no bad ideas.
All right, sure. We're all allowed ideas. We all make mistakes. We all make decisions that we regret. Sometimes it takes a day. Sometimes it takes 4 months. Sometimes it takes 4 years. It all depends. Here is the trade, and I'm not saying I do it, but this is the trade in my mind, the only trade, realistically, that would send JT Realmuto to the New York Mets, and that's Ahmed Rosario.
Wow.
Your thoughts?
Ahmed Rosario.
Am I wrong? Do the Marlins accept that trade? Let's start there.
I don't think that they do.
Really?
I like Rosario. I think he's going to be good, but at this point, Realmuto is more proven, so I would say the Marlins probably do not accept that deal.
But John, in fairness, I would assume that any deal the Marlins make would be for unproven talent. They want controllable young assets.
Yeah, multiple. They probably want 2-3 guys who are good. And, it would be somebody who's just starting, doesn't have too many years in, isn't making too much money, isn't too close to free agency. So he fits, but I think it'd be more along the lines of the Yelich or Ozuna, where you get multiple minor league players. So your idea was along the lines of my idea. Probably not too good.
John? Do you think the Mets?
You jerk,
John. John, do you think the Mets should be in a hurry to make? I mean, I understand.
I do.
You do.
I do.
You really
if they
do.
Could do it, I would do it. Yeah, I mean, they went through an 0-for-21 streak at bat with the catchers, and I know they say they're not expecting offense, but, you know, are they expecting 0-for-21? And, I mean, this goes back to the first two guys, too, but they
went through
an 0-for-19 stretch with runners throwing out.
Well, finally, Neto finally threw a couple guys out last
week.
Yes,
he did. Yes,
against Atlanta.
They don't have depth, I don't think. And, you know, they didn't even consider Montero, Soto. I'm not sure why. I mean, I would sign somebody. I know they like Johnny Monell personally, but he has no track record. At least those other guys who are unemployed, they have some track record at the major league level. So I'm really not sure why they have more faith than I think they should have. But, you know, maybe they'll be proven correct. Maybe Neto will be fine or Lobaton will be fine. I don't see the depth, though. I at least sign somebody for the who's going to be good in the minor leagues, I think.
My interpretation, because I give Sandy credit and I rip him based on track record, and his track record is actually very, very good at the trade deadline. He's really made some good deals. He's been aggressive. And that's my expectation, that I think they're trying to get by right now with what they have. I think they expect Plawecki to come back relatively soon. And I think when we get to July and the picture is clearer on what's out there,
yeah,
I would be surprised if Sandy doesn't make some kind of deal for a catcher at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the problem with Realmuto is, first of all, we're not sure that the Marlins really want to trade him. They've traded everybody, but at some point you might stop and say, you know what, things we're getting bad enough publicity, let's not make it any worse. And his value is not going to really decline much. That's one thought. And the other issue is, and I think this is the problem that we both had, I suggested Conforto, you suggested Rosario, because they don't have that package of minor leaguers.
Correct.
And that's probably what's handicapping them right now in general, not just with Real Muto. So it's easier for us to take pot shots, but really neither one of us has come up with a great idea that's likely to happen.
Yeah, but my idea is better. Well, I mean, that's
better for
fair.
The Mets, yeah.
No, I'm not even saying for the Mets. I'm
I just
saying,
don't think they would do it.
No, I don't think the Mets would do it either, and Joe wouldn't do it, and I wouldn't do it as a Met fan. I'm merely saying I think it just makes more sense because I don't think the Marlins – you're right about – at this point, why are you even trading JT Realmuto? But if you are and you're getting back a guy who's in a similar position when it comes to service time and free agency,
right.
My question
not
would be, well, why?
Exactly the same, but
you're
yes.
Right. It is a 1 year difference, but that's
right.
Not significant. 1 year is nothing. That's not a big. That's not enough to make the trade. If I'm the Marlins,
yeah.
Why am I doing it? Why am I? Yeah. What's the point then if I'm making that trade?
Yeah, probably not. It's not likely. I don't see either deal
do the
coming
rule
down. And the other one opens up a hole with the Mets, too, doesn't it? I think Cabrera's doing great where he is. What are you going to do for
it
sure?
Does. You're 100%
right.
You
can't have Jose Reyes playing shortstop every day.
No.
Can't do that.
You're 100% right. One quick thing. I'm sorry, Joe, on this whole catcher thing. Is Salvador Perez gettable, or is he unavailable in your mind?
You know, I think the Royals are going to be a traitor. I don't think that he's gettable, though. I think that Dayton Moore, the GM, wants to hold on to whatever he can of those guys who helped them win the World Series, get to two straight World Series. He tried hard for Hosmer. The owner didn't let him go where he wanted to go. They offered 5 for $100. They brought back Moustakas. I think that Dayton Moore is a guy who thinks of the fans and knows that there was a nice little heyday there for a very small market team. And these guys are beloved, and he's under a reasonable contract, and he's kind of the backbone of the team right now. So they've suffered enough in terms of losing Kane and losing Hosmer, and their season's not good. And they have plenty of guys to trade. I do think Herrera is going to bring back quite a bit. I mean, he's been unhittable to this point. Potentially they have other guys they could trade, Moustakas, Jay, our friend Duda, other pitchers, Kennedy, Duffy. So they've got a lot of guys they can trade. I don't think they'll trade Salvi Perez.
What's going on, and not that I'm upset about it, and I know there's a forever to go, but the Mets have an 8-game lead now over the Nationals in the division. What's going on with Washington? I know they're still very banged up, but what's going on with them right now, John?
Yeah, their lineup is not the lost without Eaton and Murphy and Rendon, and I think they mishandled the Rendon situation. It's nice to see another team mishandle, and the Mets are doing a nice job, I think, with the injuries this year. They're announcing them. They're really tackling them. I think they're being nice and cautious with the pitchers. They're doing a great job. From your perspective, not me because I'm neutral, but it's nice to see other teams mess up. Rendon should have been put on the DL right away, and they – kept him on the team, and he wasn't able to play for 5 or 6 days. So that cost him a roster spot. And Murphy obviously had knee surgery. I don't know whether they did that too late in the offseason or what, but their lineup is not the same, missing three key pieces. Their starting pitching is still good, but it's been a very, very weak start, for that, especially considering Harper has been absolutely brilliant, and Scherzer has been absolutely brilliant, and you've wasted that. You've gotten your 8 games behind with – perhaps the best pitcher in the league and perhaps the best hitter in the league.
The Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves are both off to pretty good starts. Braves lost last night. They came back. Then they blew it. The Phillies, even though they lost last night, they're off to a very good start, despite the fact that Carlos Santana has not done all that much.
Nothing.
Scott Kingery's been slumping like nobody's business. And yet here the Phillies are after that slow start, the manager under fire, and they're 14-8. When you look at those two teams, Atlanta and Philadelphia, I know my preference I've made clear. I think the Phillies are contending. I actually believe in the Phillies, and Ernie and I made a little bet between the Braves and the Phillies. But what say you when you look at these two teams? Who's the better team over the course of the next 4 months?
I'm going to say the Phillies are going to beat the Braves, but they're both going to be 500 or thereabouts. I think the Braves will be below 500, though. So I think the Phillies will be 500. They definitely have some pieces. They're going to do some more work in the offseason. As our guy Robert Murray wrote about on FanRag, they've got money to spend. They started it with Arrieta and Santana. They've got some good young players. Alfaro, very talented. We'll see if he becomes a player. Crawford, same thing. They got two great second basemen, Kingery being one of them. I know he's in a little bit of a slump, but he's really good. They have a nice team, but I think that's a 500 team at this point. The Braves are very young. They're going to be really good. They're calling up Acuna today, who's, by some estimates, the top prospect in baseball. They've scored the most runs in the league already. So they've got some good things going. They definitely have pitching, but the pitching is mostly coming. It's not here yet, and I'll be surprised if the Braves are a contender.
You think the Yankees are ready to take off? Four straight wins. I know they always kill Minnesota, but it looks like they're ready. They do have a tough stretch coming up, but you think they're ready to roll now or what?
Right. I mean, there are three teams historically, and you'll know this, Joe, because your memory is long and you've been a fan a long time. The Minnesota Twins, the Indians, now they're good right now, but the Indians, the White Sox, and the Twins, they never win at Yankee Stadium. It's a gift when they come to the Yankee Stadium. I don't know whether the organizations are psyched out or what, but so I'm not reading too much into that, but yeah, Judge and Gregorius are MVP candidates. Stanton is doing better. I think Sanchez is taking off. I mean, certainly they have some pitching worries, but, I mean, that's just a fabulous lineup. It's going to be a great team by the end of this. I don't think there's any question about that.
It's scary. It's scary when you look at that lineup. It's scary to think that now Andujar is playing, Gleyber Torres is playing, and you can already see, especially with Andujar, and we'll see more of Torres as time goes on, the star potential they have. I mean, the potential of this lineup, John, for the next 5 years and beyond is incredible how good this team can be.
Yeah, Andujar can really hit. And I think Bird is still a month away. He's a great hitting talent, too. He has not proven.
Bird is hurt all the time.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
Really, let's see the guy play for an extended period, John.
Yeah, he's got talent, though, if they can get him out there.
Definitely.
Nick Johnson had talent.
He did. He had talent. Right. You're right. Right.
He got to play. That's what it comes down to. You know, got to play.
You're right. The best ability is availability. It's one of my favorite cliches of many.
Wow, that's a good one, John. The best of best ability is availability.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, John.
That's a good point.
Wow. I didn't make that up. I wish I could claim that I did, but I can't.
You can use that analysis to describe quarterback prospect Josh Rosen, and you would sound very smart, so you should do that.
Yeah, are you locked into the draft tomorrow night? Will you be all over that?
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go with all those crazy Jet fans. Not talking about you guys. But,
well, we are crazy Jet fans.
What are we not?
what are you talking about?
No, it's a very right. It's an interesting draft. We got three big quarterback prospects.
Well, four.
Let's play the game.
Well, three.
You can actually make five if you want to go to Lamar Jackson too. So.
Oh yeah, Lamar Heisman Trophy winner.
Look at Heyman. He knew that.
Oh, John, are you ready to do what you did with football season? Can you make draft picks? Let's see what the Giants and Jets do. Make a prediction.
My mock draft.
Your mock draft specifically with the Giants and the Jets.
The one thing about the mock drafts is, that's just stealing, right? I'd just be looking at what everybody else is doing.
Well, everybody's got different mocks, though. Not everybody has the same mock. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's then you kind of combine them all.
There's a report out of Cleveland that the Browns are deciding between Mayfield and Allen.
Yeah, well, you know whoever they pick is going to stink. That I can predict.
You're
I can't
sure
predict
that,
who they're going to take, but whoever they pick is going to stink.
All right.
That's the Browns. That's my prediction for the draft.
All right.
But I like Josh Rosen. I like Josh Rosen. I think I would have stuck with tennis if I were him. You get hit too much in football. Tennis, you don't get hit that much. So, and he was supposedly really good. So I don't like the fact he's getting picked on. I see all sorts of criticisms, and, I mean, the guy's a kid. You know, and he's one of the top prospects, and that's all we need to hear. I mean, I shouldn't say that because I occasionally criticize, but the guy's not even a professional at this point. Let's wait until he's actually drafted before we start ripping him.
Mm.
Then he's a professional. Once he signs, then you can rip him. But now it's too early. It's not fair.
John Heyman rules.
Rules.
And he didn't even go to Northwestern, Rosen. How about that?
No, not Northwestern, no. But I feel a certain I feel a certain kinship with him for some reason.
Why?
I don't know. He's a very smart kid. Isn't his mother a journalist?
I think they're doctors, right? The mother and the father are like surgeons or something like that.
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought one of them was maybe a medical journalist. But
his father
is a doctor.
I'm going to Google Josh Rosen's parents. See what happens.
Check it out.
Yeah.
See if we get that information for you.
So where do the Jets and the Giants pick this year?
2-3. The Giants are 2. The Jets are 3.
Oh, my goodness.
Right away, John. You're early night. You're right there.
I know. I can go to sleep, right?
There you go.
You really
I did
can.
Go to the draft 1 year. It was very exciting.
Did you when it was in New York?
Yes, I did. And What about the guy from Penn State? I think somebody's going to take him high, right?
Yeah, well, the Giants might take him at two. Saquon Barkley, they might take him second. We'll see.
All right. He's not going to be better than Tiki, but he'll be good.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Tiki
had some tremendous years.
Tiki was a very good player.
Yeah, he had some great years there.
Fabulous player. We forget. Tiki gets over-criticized.
Tiki was a very good player, and this is not a knock on
Tiki. Tiki put himself in position to be criticized.
Well, yeah, the way everything went down.
Yep.
But – and this is not a knock on Tiki when I say this. I think he may admit this. And he was a very good football player.
Oh, tremendous.
Very good. But if Saquon Barkley is on the level of Tiki, I think they'd be disappointment. I think the expectations for Barkley is Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're that high.
Yeah.
Oh,
now, Tiki, let me say this, though. Tiki did have some Hall of Fame years.
I never said he
had a lot of Hall of Fame.
I never said he didn't, but he's not in the Hall of Fame.
No.
And that's the expectation.
You can't go by the Hall of Fame. You know how those football writers do with the Hall of Fame. They're worse than the baseball writers.
Beautiful, Jeff.
Are they
what they're doing? Is Terrell Davis, is he in the Hall of Fame yet?
Yes. Yeah.
He finally got.
Oh yeah, he's in.
I mean, come on.
All right.
He
hold on.
Been in the Hall of Fame immediately.
So Terrell Davis,
but not Bell.
Terrell Davis should be in the Hall of Fame, but not Albert Bell.
Exactly. Terrell Davis.
I mean, he played 5 years. He had 5 great. Okay.
You opened yourself up, pal.
I mean, come on. He had 5 years. 5 big years.
Well, you get beat up if you're a. If you're running back, it's hard to last a long time. I mean, he's not Emmitt Smith. I get it.
Okay, all right.
To me, the guy had a major impact.
So you are a proponent,
and the writers eventually did agree with me.
Okay, but Terrell Davis. I'm not saying Terrell Davis shouldn't be in because I do agree with that. He should be in the Hall of Fame. But you don't think Albert Bell should be in, but Terrell Davis should be in? I don't get that.
And you know,
he doesn't like Albert Bell.
Maybe Tiki Barber should be in. I bet you he had better numbers than Terrell Davis overall. I bet he did.
Terrell Davis did have a 2,000-yard rushing year.
Right, I meant
and
career.
He also has a Super Bowl MVP.
Well, they're both
Hall
of Famers.
No, Terrell Davis is...
No, he's talking about Tiki.
Oh, not...
He's a Hall of Famer. I'm just saying Tiki had numbers.
He had some great years.
Tiki was a very good player.
Tiki had some years over 1,800 yards rushing.
I forget how great Tiki was.
He was great.
He's not forgetting.
And he's as good as Tiki Barber.
John, you know what? You're not paying attention.
You're really
not.
Because
they are talking about, and I'm talking about they as scout GMs, like this guy could be one of the great running backs of all time.
Right. Like they're talking like Barry Sanders, Jimmy Brown.
Yeah, and Joe, and if he's not,
right.
That's not predictable. Unless you're O.J. Simpson level Jim Brown. I mean, this is before your time, not yours, Joe.
No,
I think I've
seen
them
all. I didn't see Marion Motley. I did not see him.
You missed Motley. He was quite good.
Motley,
I
missed.
I mean, people thought Kijana Carter was going to be a
superstar.
Look at you.
Wow.
We don't know.
Yeah, Blair Thomas. You want to continue with the Penn State running backs?
Well, yeah, exactly. If you've got Tiki Barber's career, you've had a fantastic borderline Hall of Fame.
But no one's denying that. I didn't deny he's not a borderline Hall of Famer.
Right.
I am saying that the general manager of the New York Giants, Dave Gettleman, said when you draft a guy at two, they better be wearing a jacket going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's his words.
And that means gold, Hall of Fame.
Yes, gold jacket. Not a green jacket.
Not when you're bought.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. That's the expectation. You're right, though, John.
Tiki Barber was worthy of a number two pick. If they had picked two that year and he had the career that he had, people
Tiki was not a first-round draft choice. I'm not sure what number. Three, maybe.
I thought he was third, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's three. Yeah.
Tiki?
Yeah.
I
didn't think he was that high. But you guys are the expert.
I'm an expert. No. You know, I'm an expert on aggravation. That's it. I'm an expert on aggravation,
right,
John. I'm an expert on nothing else.
You know, the Jets and the Mets, they have won championships.
Yes, multiple. They won three between them. Yeah, that's multiple, right?
Okay. Well, you
thanks,
know,
John.
How long has it been? 30 years for
32
one
for the 40? Mets. It'll be 50 for the Jets.
50. Yeah, that's
a big number, John.
Yeah. But I can remember that
second
one
round.
Well, of course.
And you probably can, too.
Well, I remember it, of course. That's all I got.
I don't, John. I got nothing.
He doesn't.
But I'm young, so it
just remember this.
Actually, this week, just by coincidence, I talked to somebody, Ed Lynch, the former Met.
Right, the former Met pitcher.
Who was actually he grew up in Miami, and his dad was a big-time executive at Eastern Airlines, and he was actually at the game.
At Super Bowl III?
He was at the Orange Bowl.
Yeah. There you go.
And he has the ticket stubs, and they were $10, the tickets.
Yeah, I believe it.
And he has the program, and I offered to pay him $10 for the program, and he did not accept that offer.
By the way,
probably worth thousands.
You want the facts on Josh Rosen's parents?
Yeah, got to see the facts.
Yeah, a doctor and a writer, I think.
Charles Rosen is a spine surgeon who is on President Obama's shortlist for Surgeon General.
Yeah, I did hear that, yeah.
Josh's mother, Liz, is a former editor at Sports Style and Golf Pro magazines. Both are also accomplished ice dancers.
Really?
They divorced.
Ice dancers?
They divorced 6 years ago.
Oh, they're not married?
They're not married.
So I guess they're not going to be doing any Olympic ice dancing.
Together? Hey, why not?
Well, you never know. Some people look better on the ice than they are together.
That's true.
You never know. John, they're probably a little old to be Olympic ice dancers at this point.
Maybe.
That's a fair point.
Josh. John, thank you, sir.
John, another brilliant job.
You're going to say all us Jews are the same, right? You're confusing us.
See, I think that's the connection now with Rosen. Isn't that really the case? Isn't Rosen's Jewish, right? Isn't he? I think he is.
I don't know.
I think he is.
I don't want to make any
Josh
assumptions.
Josh Rosen grew up, got bar mitzvahed, and then went to a Catholic school, if I'm not mistaken.
What does that mean, though?
That he's not practicing. That's what it means.
Oh.
That's what I think it means.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Thank you,
John. As long as he's practicing football, he'll be okay.
John, this was one of your better calls, John. Albert Bell, John, Hall of Fame, okay?
You guys aren't going to give up.
No.
Till he's in.
300 home runs, come on.
Oh, they're good. Come on. 300 home runs, that's your answer?
And that's after saying Terrell Davis is in when he had a couple of very good, amazing Hall of Fame seasons.
Right.
So you're using one argument for
my friend.
All right.
Championships. What did
baseball,
you know what I just talk about?
Baseball's
we were reminiscing about a game 50 years ago when we were both children. Yeah. Championships.
Well, I was actually 15 now.
His child
shows you how bad it is for, you know, how long it's been. 50 years sounds bad, but when you say that I was 15 and now I'm going to be 65, that makes it worse.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
I find it interesting, John. I find it fascinating that Albert Bell is not a Hall of Famer because of Jose Mesa. I really do. I learned that today from you, thank you.
Right. That's basically it.
Very interesting.
Because he did win two pennants.
Knew that. Yeah. Yeah. He's not a Hall of Famer because Jose Mesa stinks.
He didn't win multiple championships. Jose Mesa only cost him one
championship. Okay.
All right.
Oh, God. All right, thank
John.
You, John.
See you later. Great work, John.
John Heyman. Oh, baby.
Wow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.